Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, new figures from the Central Statistics Office today show that property prices registered a monthly growth of 0.9% in June, the highest rate since November of last year. And today's figures show that property prices in Dublin, both houses and apartments, rose by 6.6%, while prices outside Dublin were up 8.8% compared with June of last year. Well, separately, 79% of private homes in Dublin sold last year were bought by landlords, including 75% by large landlords. That's according to Sinn Féin today, with finance spokesperson Piers Doherty analysing property tax figures from revenue. And Deputy Piers Doherty joins me now. Good afternoon, Deputy Doherty. Thanks very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening. Will you explain these figures to us first, please?
Well, we've received figures and data from the Revenue Commissioners for the first time that breaks down the registration of new homes for local property tax. And it shows very clearly how the property market is rigged in favour of the large landlords, the institutional investors, and really rigged against the ordinary family, the ordinary person who wants to buy their own home. And as you said there, what the data shows is that in Dublin, for example, 79% of all new private properties were registered with revenue. They were registered by landlords, and 75% of all new properties in Dublin that were registered were actually registered by landlords who had already 10 or more properties. And that's a picture that also happens right across the state. The majority of new registrations across the state, these are properties that are being bought, are bought by landlords. And it's just, you know, it speaks to the frustration that people are out there. We can see a limited amount of homes being built, but even those that are being built, it is the big institutional investors, the landlords with multiple properties, that are snapping them up, and it is ordinary families that are left then trying to deal with what is left, and what is left is a very small amount that are coming onto the market.
Now, you use the word rigged a number of times there. It's a strong word for those in the property sector would reject it in what they would call an open market, but you can see from these figures in revenue, you say, as regards property tax registration, whether they're being bought for investment and by landlords. What kind of properties are being bought by large landlords in particular, do we know?
Well, look, you know, in some cases, particularly in the Dublin region, these are institutional investors. And when I say it's rigged, it's not that the property developers or speculators are doing anything wrong. They are just benefiting from what the arena that the government has set. It's about 5 years ago when I addressed the government in the Dáil and said they had surrendered Dublin to the institutional investors, because what they have allowed them to do is to snap up these type of properties, and has basically allowed so little properties to come on the market for first-time buyers or other buyers who want to live in a family home in Dublin. And that's what these numbers show today. The reality is that 80% of all new properties registered in Dublin are gone to big landlords right across the city. So why is this happening? Because it is rigged. Institutional investors do not have to pay any tax on the rental income. They do not have to pay any capital gains tax when they dispose of the property. And what has the government done now? They've just lifted the rent pressure zones. That means that they can actually get more tax rent roll in relation to this. On the other hand, if you're a young couple, if you're a young person that wants to buy and live in Dublin, what are you facing? You just hear again this week today that prices have gone up another 8% across the state. Right. What does that mean in hard cash? It means that the house, the average price of a house has gone up by 35,000 in the last year, and there is no end to this. This is why people are rigged out of the market, and it is to the benefit of the institutional investors. This is not happening by chance. It is happening by design, by government design.
The Department of Housing, in response to your calls to end what you described as a sell-off here, gave us a statement saying the government recognises the need to prevent the inappropriate purchase of family homes by investors. Measures were introduced in May of 21 to prevent the bulk purchase of new owned or houses and duplexes in lower density developments. The measures have succeeded, they say, in restricting over 50,000 residential units from bulk purchase or multiple sales to a single purchaser. And the government also introduced a higher stamp duty on the cumulative purchase of 10 or more residential properties, excluding apartments. So the government is taking action, they say, to ensure that there are some controls here.
Well, 2 points. First of all, the facts don't lie. when you're faced with the facts that 80% of homes in Dublin last year are bought by large landlords, and the vast majority of them that already have 10 properties or more, then that tells you that there is something seriously, seriously wrong.
We do need private investors, though. That is needed. People need to rent homes.
Of course we need private investors. The second point, but that is when they mentioned excluding apartments. In the majority of what's happening in Dublin, it is apartments. And the only people that are buying apartments are institutional investors. So the question for government is, what is Dublin going to look like in the future? And that is the point that when I said 5 years ago, when we put forward the motion that large investors would not be able to bulk buy apartments, that what they were doing by refusing that was they were surrendering Dublin to institutional investors, so hanging the white flag across Dublin, because they were basically sending out a signal to young people who wanted to live in that city that you will not be able to purchase your own home, you will not be able to afford your own home. And unfortunately, John, that is exactly what has happened. We can see from the stats that are produced today, and also from the fact that house prices have gone further out of control with no attempt whatsoever from government to actually rein them in whatsoever.
Sorry to cut across you, Piers Starty. The Department of Housing also points to the number of new homes purchased by first-time buyers in the year to the end of May 2025 having increased by 22% year on year. And they're suggesting that some things are heading in the right direction. But I want to ask you separately.
And John, can I just make that
very
point?
Because they make the point over and over again about first-time buyers.
They are not buying new homes. They are buying second-hand homes. This is the problem here. New homes are being bought up by institutional investors and by large landlords. That is the issue, and the government know it, and they're trying to dice around it, and they can't get away from it. So they have designed a system that is now completely rigged in favour of the institutionals and the large landlords to the detriment of ordinary people. And that's why so many young people are feeling that this country is not their home anymore.
Piers Starty, I want to ask you as well about the presidential election, because it's being suggested that we probably know who's going to be the Fine Gael candidate in terms of Heather Humphreys leading the way over Sean Kelly and Fine Gael. Fianna Fáil telling us on the programme, Billy Kelleher, that they need to have an urgent meeting, September too late for a presidential candidate. What is Sinn Féin going to do?
Well, look, Sinn Féin has already started a consultation. We've had a consultation with our membership, with our branches across the island. We've had that feedback, and we're going to decide over the coming weeks as to what strategy that we'll look at, whether we will stand somebody ourselves, whether we'll be supporting another candidate.
When will you decide?
We'll decide in the next couple of weeks, I think.
The next couple of weeks. Is there a set date, or is there any time pressure on this at all for you?
There's not a set date, but I think, I've fought many, elections down through the years, and general elections are usually 3 weeks. We're in August. This election for the president isn't taking place till the end of October, maybe the start of November. So I don't think it's a case where we need to actually decide our candidate right now.
Would you like to have a presidential candidate for the Sinn Féin party yourself?
I think it all depends on the candidate.
Do you have a view yourself?
I do, and I'm giving you my view. I think the presidential candidate in many ways doesn't reflect party votes. We've seen that in the past, where we've seen Fine Gael, for example, who are high in the polls, actually get single figures in elections. We've seen it with other parties as well. So I think we'll sit down, we'll deliberate it. I've given my own views myself. I think there's pluses and negatives in relation to the strategy, but it depends who's willing to go forward, and that's the key thing for ourselves.
Okay.
But look, it's going to be an interesting election.
Certainly,
and I think
is.
We've seen some of the twists and turns already with Heather Humphreys and all the rest.
Yeah.
That's going to be a crucial thing to weigh up as well.
Would your party leader Mary Lou MacDonald be the best choice for Sinn Féin now?
John. And I'll tell you honestly and openly, we haven't ruled anything out or anything in at this point in time. Mary Lou MacDonald has made that clear herself. I've made that clear. Everything's on the table. The party leadership will come together over the next couple of weeks. We'll look at what is the best way to advance the issues that we believe are important to be advanced, to make sure that the issues of Irish unity, the future of this country and the type of direction and that this country needs to take are advanced in that terms of election. That will we'll then decide whether that is best advanced by our own candidate or support another a candidate, and then we'll decide if it's one or the other, who's the best candidate to go forward. I'm part of that collective leadership.
Okay.
I'll be part of that decision making, and I look forward to it. But it will be will be an opportunity, as I said, you know, to put it up to others, particularly Heather Humphreys, in relation to her role.
And there may be no time pressure on Sinn Féin, but my apologies, there's a lot of time pressure on me here. It's 51551. It's 0870 32 32 32. Piers Doherty, thank you very much for joining me on Drive Time. We're back with news and sport next.